It is The Riot. This is our podcast.
Happy Wednesday.
I hope that you all enjoy it. I'm not sure if there is as much chicken talk
as we feel like.
What I'm not sure is I can't remember how much of that took place on air, off air, or in which segments.
I think it's a combination. Obi said he worked out this morning.
Starving.
Very early. So all I feel like I've been inundated with is that you want chicken for lunch, and when is lunch? But you're right. It might not be as focused in this podcast today than we feel it is.
Right.
So, but if you don't get the feeling that there's a lot of chicken talk, there was.
Just feel like my mind's not right. I'm trying to keep it to myself, but I've gotten a little fixated on some chicken.
Chicken tenders, chicken sauce, you know, chicken whatever. Everything.
I prefer not to have bone-in chicken. I like a good... You guys get the bone out, just fry that and throw it my way.
Little chicken tenders.
And of course, we'll need some sauce.
If you listen to yesterday's podcast, we talked about KFC's new...
Carolina Gold. Georgia Gold.
Georgia Gold. And then you guys started bringing up Carolina Gold, which is a different flavor, though, in the same family of it. So we've just been inundated with...
Lots
recipes, chicken things, sauces, all this stuff since yesterday.
So some of your comments that you did send in yesterday are in the show today. Then you've also got what I think is going to be a fantastic gift for Nikki this year. If anybody wants to look into it.
For my birthday?
Uh-huh. Trailer Tuesday, VR Super Bowl, getting up early, and Nintendo on phones. How is that going for Nintendo?
They've got a new game.
I don't know if we actually gave the dollar amount, but there is some details on how Super Mario Run is selling on phones right now. So
now, don't forget also Radio U Riot on Facebook or riot@radiou.com. If you ever want to email us, if there's anything you want to comment about for a story, we'd love to hear from you.
Absolutely. So big thank you to everybody for listening. Don't forget also, did you say email or just Facebook? You did.
Well,
okay.
Both, but.
Okay. No, I heard the Facebook part, but suddenly was like.
That's when you stopped.
Well, you know what I was doing?
Chicken.
Well, I mean, chicken. I was just making sure there wasn't something else in the list that we didn't want to talk about. So
that's fine.
I really would like some chicken, though, since you brought it up.
Why don't you email riot@radiou.com and just put in the word chicken.
I don't know if you guys are familiar with our fried chicken podcast. Now, that's on another network, but it is something we do.
Okay, it's
there. We talk
there.
About it. Sometimes it's hard to keep the two personalities separate.
Separate, that's correct.
You guys understand.
Well, you guys have a really great Wednesday, and enjoy the podcast today.
It is The Riot.
You're hearing it for the first time, and it sounds terrible.
It's the worst of The Riot on Radio U.
Now, Nikki, I want you to look at me.
Yeah.
Look at me.
Yes, I'm looking at you.
All of me.
All of you, yes.
I mean, I'm clothed, but all of me.
Yes.
Okay. What's different?
What do you mean? Oh, with your ensemble today?
Can you tell
if anything's different?
Like, something's different.
You did not shave.
Oh, yeah. That is more like forgetting.
Forgetting. Well, I didn't know if, like, it's different and it's the new you.
Here I am.
Okay, well, your glasses are still the same ones that I've seen. Your shirt is new.
Yeah, it's newer. It was Christmas.
Part of a new rotation. Did you get your hair trimmed?
Nope.
Same headphones that you wear.
Yep.
Then I cannot.
It may not be obvious
at
first.
Okay.
Okay, it might not.
Is this like you have a better attitude today?
Nope. Well, I mean, like I might, but that would be a consequence of what I did.
Have you seized the day and I'm noticing it?
Well, I did seize the day today, but I seized something else last night. I seized cable.
You cut cable finally?
And I threw it out.
Man, he's gone back and forth with that.
I know, but...
You can't quit cable.
No, that's it. I'm done, because here's what I'm going to do. Like, I quit cable last night. What I don't know is, I had Time Warner Cable, and they're now Spectrum.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Like, did somebody buy them? I don't know what, but I can tell you this, that... Normally, it takes me it's kind of like a 3 or 4 hour process. So, like, I got several things to drink and some snacks.
You ready to go with the breakup?
I put a chair in a room and I just closed the door and it was like, all right, box of tissues, some soft music, just trying to, like, relax and be ready for a good cry. And then a snack and then maybe, you know, whatever it takes. And instead, it took about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
By the time I was done.
We're begging.
Okay, it gets even better. They had doubled my internet bandwidth and cut the price of internet by $30.
But what about your cable?
It's gone.
Okay, now, how long is this promotion for?
It's not a promotion.
No.
That's what I actually said. I was like, no, is this a promotion rate?
Yeah, you get 1 year.
She's like, no, this is just our flat rate cost of whatever. And I'm like, no. Honey.
No, don't do that.
Sweetheart.
That is the worst. Do not do that ever to anybody.
Don't you lie to me now. Mama didn't raise no fool.
With those sweet lips of yours, you don't tell a lie like that.
Now, you don't say things like that. Now, tell me the truth. And apparently that was the truth.
Okay,
so,
well, you do look different. You look you've lost something.
I even got a little money knocked off because I got my own modem.
Sure.
So I don't have to rent the cable modem. And I got more bandwidth.
Okay.
I walked away with more.
Sometimes you got to end the relationship, you know, and not, you got to start new and you got a better deal.
You sit down to break up with your girlfriend and now you have two girlfriends. Like, I don't.
You don't know what happened.
Is it supposed to be like this? I don't know.
You broke up with cable and you now got better bandwidth.
I got more internet. So,
Well, congratulations.
I mean, it's like I'm thinner and fatter at the same time.
That's what I thought was different.
I didn't know how to say that. Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, I can say that, but if you said it, it would be very insulting.
Yeah, but you are really angry you do, about it. You look slimmer.
But, you know, a lot of people, when I said, yeah, I'm going to cut cable once college football's over, you're like, whatever.
Well,
you
said this for several years.
I know, last year I didn't do it, but this year, I meant it.
You meant it. Good job.
I did it, guys.
The Riot reminds you that if you stay in school, you'll never have to pay back those student loans. You're welcome, Radio U.
Some of you may be wondering why we didn't discuss Trailer Tuesday yesterday.
I feel like now we just post Trailer Tuesday late in the day, and then we talk about it on Wednesday.
Well, there were some minor issues, but I want you to know that Trailer Tuesday is alive and well, and it did happen yesterday afternoon.
We try to pick a bad movie trailer. They used to be old ones, but sometimes they could be a current movie or an upcoming movie.
Oh, yeah.
That we feel like falls under the bad trailer category.
Nikki, this is a hot new release.
So this one's not out yet, right?
No. It's Star Raiders, The Adventures of Saber Rain, starring Casper Van Dien, which some of you may know him as that one guy from that Starship Troopers movie from a long time ago.
Now, this movie got fully funded?
Oh, yeah.
Even the Kickstarter site looks especially bad.
It looks terrible.
How do you do that?
How do you do that?
I don't know. It's something with the font or the coloring system or the logo, the art.
Well, I did a little research on it, and here's the idea. The trailer is posted, of course, at Radio U Riot on Facebook. You can find that link through riot.radiou.com. But Star Raiders, this movie, completed principal photography in August of 2014. They launched a Kickstarter last year because they didn't have enough money to finish visual effects.
Mm.
They needed $20,000 to finish the movie. 126 people gave $22,000.
Seems like a lot for so little people.
I'll tell you, when you get a look at the actual movie, you'll be like, wait, how much did you guys spend on it? Because what? And how did you get this guy to be in it? Yeah, so this, it's out there. And I'll tell you, I first discovered it, Nikki and I, in a fit of boredom, started looking at upcoming Blu-ray releases.
We do that every so often.
And guess what we found?
You saw the Blu-ray movie for this?
Which led to me watching the trailer, which led to me going, what in the heck is that? I actually kind of want to see it now.
Yeah.
Because
the trailer wasn't enough.
I'm amazed that it exists.
Yes, that it was funded and made.
Yeah.
And who knows?
I want to know how much money Casper Van Dien made for this movie.
Compared to like other movies, because I mean, he's not in anything big.
No, I get that. But I mean, this is a guy that at the very least has been in real movies. Like, he's been in a real movie.
What was the movie you said he was in?
He was in Starship Troopers.
I don't know if that falls under the real movie category.
I'm telling you that that is a movie that had a budget. I mean, he was opposite.
This has a budget.
Okay. How about this? In Starship Troopers, he played opposite Neil Patrick Harris and
everybody starts somewhere.
I get that.
For him.
I get that. And like, okay, he was in Sleepy Hollow. He was in that Con Man web series.
You're not giving me anything else, really.
Okay, I think we got to go way back in his career here. He was in Starship Troopers 3. That was a direct-to-video thing. All right, you're right. Okay, he's not in a lot, but he's been in some stuff.
He's been in something.
He's been in a lot of TV movies, and nope, still scrolling back. He was in Beastmaster 3.
What was that?
It was a movie.
The third one?
Okay, he was a guest star for 7 episodes in the 1990s version of Beverly Hills 90210.
There's again something else that we are not familiar with.
You know what? He's a working actor, Nikki.
You got to do jobs sometimes.
Sometimes you're cashing checks. I just want to know how big the check was for
this. That's right. So Star Raiders, a Kickstarter video movie. I keep wanting to think it's like from a video game, but I guess not.
It's a thing. I'm sure it's real.
And the trailer for Trailer Tuesday from yesterday, that is posted at Radio U Riot on our Facebook page if you want to see it.
No, you do want to see it.
If you want to see it.
You want to.
If you do want to.
Right now.
Don't yell at them to go see it.
You know what? I'm just trying to compel you.
It's just there.
I'm that excited.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
I'm the professor.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
I bet she's probably a highly intelligent female bodybuilder.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
Who wants to buy Hitler's phone? Anybody?
That was something that is on auction, wasn't it?
Who wants it? Like, who wants in? I will tell you, it's only an iPhone 3. So, like, if you think that you're getting, like, a new one... No, it's like a really old
phone. What's the name
of
the type of phones with the...
Rotary.
Is that what it is?
Rotary dial.
It's got a circle and then it goes around.
Yeah, like my grandma had one of those. It wasn't plugged in.
And it wasn't an ironic phone. It wasn't like...
Well, it kind of was for her. She was like, I just really always loved this phone.
Oh,
so
really?
She never sold, like she didn't get rid of it. It was just like sitting
just
in the corner.
There.
Yeah. I will say I've often wanted a red phone just like under something that would light up from time to time. I would like a red phone that lights up. And that was supposed to, that's like a fun thing, but like Hitler really did have a red phone and it does have a light on it.
And it is not a fun thing.
So I shouldn't
People
want a red phone.
People buy and collect Nazi stuff. Like it's got an unfortunately large market for that.
Well, it's one of those things where, like, it's a piece of history. I don't think people are like, I'm such a fan of Hitler and everything that he did.
No, they said that there's it's both.
There probably are people
It's both, unfortunately. Some are just collectors of history stuff, and some are collectors of that specifically.
All right, well, this particular item was retrieved by Brigadier Sir Ralph Rayner from the Führerbunker in 1945 when the British and Allies and everybody made their way into Germany there. So they snagged this phone. They say that they believe it will sell for over $650,000.
Gosh, so much money.
Holy crap. What? Shut up. It's got the little Nazi eagle thing on it. And under that, it says Adolf Hitler. Like someone kept coming in and stealing his phones. So he was like, all right.
They put the thing on the label.
I'm putting my name on this phone. And I'll tell you what, if I come in here and this phone is missing, I'll know who took it. I'll know. So yeah, that's his phone. It's up for sale right now. That is crazy. I don't know. Like in a museum, you'd be like, oh, but this is gonna be some weird guy that buys
the
it
collection thing
and probably sits in a room dressed in a weird Nazi outfit. Like I'm waiting for Der Führer to call.
So I don't sense anything good from that.
So you don't think that?
No, not really.
You know, your birthday's coming up.
Oh, that'd be terrible. That would be just, I would never even think of that.
What do you get for someone who has everything?
I don't have everything. I don't.
Well, you will after I get you this.
I don't. So I have plenty of space to still work with for my birthday.
Yeah. So happy birthday.
Even gift cards. Gift cards are the gift
you.
That are just great.
It's going to be big, Nikki.
That would be awful. It'd be so inappropriate.
But see, my thing is, like, I don't think it is inappropriate. It's a piece of history.
Yes, but I still don't want anything to do with it.
Well, you know.
Thankfully, it's out of your budget, so.
The thing is, like, you get it, and then you sit on it for a while, and then you sell it again for more money.
I also don't feel comfortable with that.
You don't feel like it's a good investment?
Probably not. I'm going to just say pass.
All right. Well, Amazon gift card, I guess. Happy birthday, Nikki. Still got a couple weeks, guys.
Yes, we're almost there.
It's The Riot with Nikki.
That's not a little man. That's a girl.
It's The Riot with Obadiah.
That perhaps sounded insensitive.
It's The Riot on Radio U.
I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but Nikki and I like to buy things online.
We're not the only ones.
No, I mean, come on.
But we feel like sometimes we enable each other or keep from maybe saying no as much.
Well, I mean.
But we're better than we used to be.
Much better.
Yes.
Nikki and I, like,
or we're more private about it if we buy more
we
stuff
by our own.
We don't say anything.
Nikki and I on Tuesdays used to just go buy Blu-rays.
We used to go to lunch and then just be like, hey,
like, hey,
what do you want to go buy?
Let's go buy some movies. What do you think?
Oh, that's bad. And like 99% of those I don't own anymore.
I think I probably have way more than that.
Yeah.
Still, like, I have a portion of my basement. When you saw the number of movies that I have on hand, you would have
a collection.
But it's not. Because, like, I'm not proud of it. I have it shut. Like, it's not a curio cabinet with lights on it. it's not a secret shame corner.
It is, with lots of Blu-rays.
Yeah, it's actually, like, in the back. You have to go way in the back. And someone actually asked me, why don't you bring these out and display them? It's like, I'm embarrassed, okay? I'm embarrassed by what has happened. It just slowly, over time, you just buy a couple here and there, and pretty soon you're buried in them. Good Lord, have mercy. So MIT has done a study, and here's what they've come back with, Nikki. They say shopping online doesn't really save you any money.
Probably not, but I still feel the convenience factor is worth money.
They said that 72% of the time in this study, the prices that they found online were exactly the same as the prices they found in the stores. Especially if you were shopping at the same store, which to me, that's like a no-brainer.
Some people shop around.
Well, for example, like, I don't go to Macy's with the expectation that if I go to Macy's.com, it will be cheaper
than what I would find in the store.
Oh, of course, it's going to be the same price.
Yes.
But did I say, like, my thing is this. Okay, like, statistically, again, they say that for electronics, people always think they're getting a deal, but it's the same price 83% of the time. But I would tell these people at MIT, you are looking at the 17%.
Sure.
You're looking at, I can find, you need a deal on electronics?
You can find it.
I can find you a deal.
Sometimes we find the deal, which makes us then finally purchase something. And that's when it's got the deal going on.
That's the problem. That is, you got
because you're like, oh, the Blu-rays are all on sale. It's not like we went in going, all right, I got to pick a Blu-ray.
You got a little money in your pocket because it's Christmas. It's Christmas money. It's the only reason you'd ever have cash anyway. And pretty soon something, you're like, oh,
well, because we're buying stuff online. Who cares about the cash?
Well, it depends. Like, if I was at the store, then
we never have that.
But you're right. This is an online discussion. So 92% of the time on clothes, they said, too. Like, that's one that you're not going to save money very often buying clothes online. Again, I didn't expect it. And again, I have to go to the store to buy clothes because nothing ever fits.
Well, you buy t-shirts online.
Okay, that's true.
That's pretty common.
Yeah, I actually pay more for t-shirts online than I think I ever would at a store.
We try not to buy clothes, actually. That's the biggest thing.
Because, like, I'll buy these, like, whatever t-shirts that are, this is really
designer
cool.
Designer t-shirts?
Yeah, they're designer. And if I found it at a store, I'd be like, I'm not buying this.
That price.
People are crazy.
I don't know either.
It's all messed up.
The Riot knows that laziness isn't easy. Avoiding work is work. The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki and I have talked often about her future career options because I get concerned for her about what she's going to do. And
once radio no longer treats me well.
Well, when you can't, you know, hitch your wagon to my star, where are you going to go?
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Where are you going to go, Nikki? What are you going to do?
I have nothing. I have nothing.
You have less than nothing because you'll have memories of how great it could be.
Hitch my wagon to your star. That is nice.
You know what I'm saying, though?
Sure, yeah. I get what you're saying.
Okay, so
I'll just be all alone.
Well, I don't think so because I've presented you with a ton of options, right? Okay, we've looked at Nikki being able to become a goat farmer.
I passed on that.
I presented her with a potential career change by moving to Kenya to become a snake farmer.
Also passed on that.
Okay.
And it sounds like I'm ungrateful, doesn't it?
It actually does because I keep trying to be, you know, like your guidance counselor over
supportive.
Here and talk you through stuff. And you're like, I hate it here. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. No, I just said I don't think that's the job for me.
Okay, all right, fine, whatever, whatever. So I got one for you here. Let's talk about another powerful female broadcaster that left her show.
That be Oprah?
As a matter of fact, it would, Nikki.
I think it would be. Went through the list.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, Megyn Kelly, that might have been your first choice, but she's jumped right into NBC.
Sure.
So, you know, but I'm thinking here that this is a potential career path for you. Oprah has announced she's going to be a special correspondent for 60 Minutes.
Oh, gosh, that'd be the worst. But if I had no other option, then...
Well, first off, you have other options.
Wagon.
We've got the goat farming and the snake farming, both of which we have thrown out and you continue to throw out.
So boring, all 60 of it. Just seems like a terrible time.
60 Minutes this year celebrates 50 years on the air.
Yeah.
Don't you watch 60 Minutes?
I've never seen it. Never seen it now.
Never? Didn't you watch The Insider?
No.
All right, well, it's fine.
Now I can make it work if I have to. I can adapt very well to different situations. So even if I don't know anything about it, I'll be fine.
Nikki, you're a professional.
I am. And
you're a professional broadcaster.
I'll treat it professional if I need to. But I guess I still thought I'm okay here.
Right. No, look, I'm not saying that you're not. I'm just saying that if something were to happen to me, you know, and then they bring
my
in
somebody. My wagon runs over you.
It totally could happen. Like, I hit the brakes and all of a sudden she just runs me right over.
Yes.
It seems likely.
I can't just get someone else to replace you?
Well, I mean, you could. It's not like I'm the first guy to host the riot.
Yeah.
There's been others.
There's been others.
There's been others. So,
there's been other men in my life.
She said it, not me. I didn't say that.
Oh, but no. I'm going to stick with this for a while. And then maybe I'll try farming in the future if that is something that works. But I don't think I'm going to 60 Minutes.
Right. It doesn't seem like a great idea now. But I'll bet you could make more than a year's worth of money on one segment on 60 Minutes. They're just throwing money around.
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, Oprah money, Nikki. That's a thing, right?
No, everybody always says I should move to, what's the TV networks where you sell stuff?
Oh, the Home Shopping Network.
Yeah, something like that.
I actually think you'd be great
at
that.
Yeah, so that's
Nikki,
an option too.
Like, I will tell you right now, if anybody is really good at hiding their feelings and make it look like they're having fun, Nikki is so good at that. She does it every morning.
Not so, just during the morning, every day.
Yeah, so I mean, I think
I can sell something.
All right, so now we have four potential options for
you.
Okay,
we got
two in broadcasting,
two in farming, and maybe there'll be something else for me by then.
Yeah, so this is a lot of fun. I just want you to know that one of these days I'm going to find something that's really going to click for you.
And then I'll just jump on it. I'll love it.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
But 60 Minutes, it's a show. I don't know if I can connect with that. I got to love what I do.
See, I think you could. I mean, with the right producer and the right subject matter, I think that
writers.
Your expose is going to be amazing.
In order to build muscle, you need protein. Protein is in eggs. Eggs are in cupcakes. You need cupcakes. It's the Riot.
Yesterday, Nikki had an opportunity to share from her heart about...
During my sharing time.
Well, I mean, you had the stick. So
I did, so it was my turn.
It was definitely your chance. And she shared with everybody about Georgia Gold at KFC.
So KFC unveiled Monday Georgia Gold, and they've had the Nashville hot chicken flavor for a while.
Oh, they've had it. Come on.
But I tried Georgia Gold, and I have to say a big thank you to everyone yesterday who were sending me recipes, like all this stuff on not only Georgia Gold, but Carolina Gold, which is a slightly different version of it, too.
Well, that was my question is, we got a... Justin, I know for sure...
All day long, I got them. Yes, it was great.
I heard from Justin and Ben, for sure. I'm looking at their messages right here. Ben sent us an actual recipe where you could
make
your
own
at home. And then Justin sent in French's Cattleman's Barbecue Sauce, which you could go, just head to the store and pick up Carolina Tangy Gold... whatever that
so
is.
So Carolina Gold, though, is supposed to be a different taste.
It's different.
That's
okay.
The one I think B-Dubs has or some chain
right.
has. but KFC has Georgia Gold.
Well, that's why I want to talk to you.
Yeah.
In these people that have sent these in, have you felt like maybe you want to go over to the store and start experimenting with some gold at home?
Maybe. The only thing is I really like sauces on chicken wings or fried chicken.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
But when I'm at home, I just make it like I just grill chicken.
Just whatever.
So it's just boring.
Well, you know what you have to do?
I usually have like ketchup.
You have to like get yourself a Tupperware or something. You fill it with the sauce and then you put the lid on and you toss it in the sauce.
Yeah, or like, what's the word? Like dredge it or something?
Yeah, and then you
put it on the effort, plate. So.
You know what, though? I think you would love it if you
I
did that.
I don't want to open the door. I can't open a sauce door like that. I can't.
You know what? Like, here's what I'm getting tired of in this room. I'm getting tired of in this room. All of the limiters that keep getting put on things.
I have to put limiters up.
We can't have a deep fryer.
No.
We can't have an air fryer.
No. Nope.
Can't buy movies on 4K Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And now can't have Carolina Tangy Gold at home.
Well, Elijah said Roosters. I think Roosters has the Carolina Gold then.
That's some good stuff right there.
That's another chicken chain.
Yeah. Ooh, you know, I got to tell you, the more we talk about fried chicken today, the more I think, I probably need to go have fried chicken for lunch.
I liked the, again, I have not tried Carolina Gold, but right. I liked the Georgia Gold because it was like a honey mustard taste to it, but not, it was just really good. I liked it.
Okay, Elijah.
Isn't too much.
He said Roosters has it. Now, Elijah, if we go to Roosters, will they let us sample some sauces?
Are you like, allowed to? Do they hey, bring you the bring, little cup?
Could you bring me a little cup of that Carolina Gold? I need to know.
And then I'm doing shots of it. Like, I love it.
Actually, I'll take a whole glass.
I will take the whole thing. See, I don't want that to be a problem.
It doesn't have to be a problem, Nikki.
I have that personality.
It could be something you enjoy.
Nope.
Do you understand?
Enjoy is a problem.
Okay. So you're saying asceticism for the win.
It's safer this way. I just can't get into sauces like that. I don't want to fall into that pond of delicious honey mustard golden goodness.
Boy, Elijah's really having an interactive media moment here. He just texted again and said, get him on the side.
We could.
What do you think about that?
I packed lunch today. I have eaten lunch here at Radio U every day this week. Now, granted, it's only Wednesday. So, 2 days in, everybody.
We're not even 50% of the way through the week.
I've done well. So I packed lunch for today.
Well, here's the thing. Like, you've done so well. Don't you feel like you should celebrate how great you've been doing by going out to lunch?
That's not what we're supposed to Isn't do.
That, don't you want to do that?
I'm not supposed to.
Supposed to? And who's telling you what to do?
The people that say, no, let's just eat in. You know, let's cut back a little from that stuff. Let's just.
So they're the boss of you?
No, but sometimes my mind has to direct me in certain ways.
I know, and that's why I'm here to help you.
You're the other voice that I hear, and it is hard.
What other voice?
I hear two voices in my head.
Right, and I'm the one that you should really be paying attention to.
That's what my other voice tells me that you're going to say, and I shouldn't listen to it.
Yeah, well, I don't like that guy. I don't like him at all. He's a loser. He is. He's the guy that's like, let's not get a fryer. Let's not go out to lunch.
Let's not have chicken again.
Why be happy when we can be miserable?
A morning without the riot.
It sounds crazy, doesn't it?
You couldn't handle it. Radio U.
This may come as a huge shock to you, but the Super Bowl is this Sunday.
No, is that finally here?
What?
Actually, I kept thinking it was last Sunday, so.
It's weird.
It Will Be Nice is finally done.
Nobody's even talking about it. I just don't see anything about it.
No commercial talk or anything.
It's weird, right? So I just a heads up for those of you that don't know, it is Sunday. Fox Sports is going to be doing something that, again, this is the kind of stuff I get interested in, and it makes me wish that I had some sort of a virtual reality device, but I don't have a Samsung phone, so I'm kind of out of luck. They are going to be broadcasting Super Bowl 51 in a VR suite. So what you will do is you will download the Fox Sports app. Of course, you have to have a cable subscription.
Well,
I don't have cable anymore.
Don't go through and give the whole like list in order to make this happen, because then no, there's a small group of people that can partake in this.
Well, listen, you have to have cable. You mm-hmm. also have to have a Gear VR headset or a Google Cardboard headset, which Those are...
We know some people that have some.
And yeah, and Google VR is free. Or those cardboard headsets can be free. Some places charge for them, whatever. But the idea is this. You'll walk into a virtual reality suite, like you're at the stadium itself, and you'll be able to go in and sit down and watch the game from... How many different viewpoints are they adding? 20. And they say they're the 20... Oh, no, I'm sorry. There are half a dozen viewpoints, and then they'll have 20 exciting highlights in real time. So even though you'll be like set up like you're watching in VR, you'll still see a highlight that will pop up and show something to you. So
that is what made you most interested in virtual reality, which would be like, imagine you can't go to the game, but you want to have more of an experience than just sitting there watching it on your TV. And you don't have people over.
Yeah.
Because if you have people over,
yeah,
you probably don't want to do this, but you can watch it virtually this way.
But I mean, think about, I'm fascinated by it. Think about how cool it would be like, okay, you love the NBA. And so you pay for like some pass, or hopefully it would be free, but we know nothing's free. And basically it's like you sitting a couple of rows back mid-court, and you can just watch the game unfold like you're sitting right there.
Yeah.
You know, they go down to the other side, you move your head to the right, to the left, you watch it happen that way. I think that sounds really cool.
Sports would be smart to really grab onto it.
I don't know if I would be, like, once I actually got a chance to do it, is it something I would do often? Probably not, but the novelty of it would be very cool to, you know, watch.
College football, you would.
I might. The only thing I will say about football is a sport that is best enjoyed on TV.
Sure.
It just is. I mean, farther
back you are to experience the whole big picture of it.
Yeah, it's like you don't want to be too close. You also don't want to be too far. And man, like, I don't know. I think football on TV is it's spectacular. What a great way to watch a sport. But I feel like basketball would be really great for that. But all right, VR. You can watch the Super Bowl this Sunday in VR if you've got Samsung Gear VR or Google Cardboard. So if you feel like you want to go to a special suite that you can, of course, you'll have to provide your own snacks.
But you're fine.
There may be virtual snacks, but you can't taste them. I think it's kind of cool.
The Riot with Nikki.
Want to pet my dog? He lives at my house.
The Riot with Obadiah.
How come you're so fat?
The Riot on Radio U.
So, Nikki, I have a friend. I'm not going to say...
Are you putting quotes up?
I'm not going to say what her name is, but she just passed me an article from Women's Health.
I thought you might be finding this one interesting.
That is about a girl. Her name's Allison, and she took a week... And started getting up at 4 a.m. every single day.
A lot of people, and in this article it covers it, there's a TED Talk, and a lot of well-known entrepreneurs or like heads of companies and corporations say that if you get up at 4 a.m. and you get a lot of like a jump start on the day, you'll get a lot more done. So
yes.
In that sort of world, 4 a.m. is like this magical time, they say.
She actually says just that. It was a magic time. She said it was very hard to get started. But let me read to you what she says about 4 a.m. It turns out 4 a.m. really is a magical time. Some days I just lingered in bed. Okay, that doesn't count.
That doesn't mean you're getting up then.
Others I'd sip coffee on my porch or in front of my computer. Waking up before the birds in the sun felt like stumbling on a hidden waterfall or finding an unexpected stash of cash, a secret world where the sky is still dark and dreamy. The silence is amazing and the air feels calmer.
Now, I thought you were supposed to get up and like do stuff. Like at 4, you're supposed to work out, start your email, start your whatever, and like jumpstart into what normally would be a busy, busy day.
She doesn't feel like that's what she's using it for.
Because that's just...
This week, I have been getting up, with the exception of Monday when I was sick. So, Nikki, just like your lunch, 2 days this week.
2 days, really doing well.
I have been back at getting up just right past 4 a.m. and exercising in the morning. And I will say that especially if you go outside, and like I went running this morning.
Yeah.
Your entire neighborhood, wherever you are, there's
no one else is. No one's doing this.
No one is up and no one is out. And what she said about the air feeling calmer, that's real talk. It is weird how there's just something about it. Like, no, it's this weird time when it's almost like the world ended and you're out there just hanging out.
The only person left.
No big deal.
See, I think we get up around 4:45. Ish.
Yeah.
So I keep thinking, well, what if I just got up at 4, did a few things that I normally do later in the day
Sure.
that kind of stress me out more, but I can get it done with and at so an earlier time. Think about it. But, you know, in the article she covers too, you got to go to bed a lot earlier. So she's going to bed around 9. Mm-hmm. That's the question. Can I go to bed at 9? Or will I lose another hour of sleep?
The last two nights, that's what I've done. You is go to bed just at nine. Past 9 o'clock, like 9:15, 9:30.
Do you pass out or do you have to like wait?
Well, I will tell you that if you start getting up at 4 a.m., it won't take long.
It won't take long to fall asleep.
Before like 9:15, be tired. But
all the people are doing it.
All the cool kids anyway.
If you treat it like that, then I'll feel pressured into trying it.
Well, it's one of those things for me. Like, I'll have to say on the days I do get up and exercise, I'm way more awake for the show. Way more. And the other thing I've noticed is, well, a few things. I do sleep better at night. And there is this awesome feeling of, like, normally I work out at lunch or right after work. I don't have to do any
of that.
It's
done.
Like, it's done.
The pressure's done.
Yeah, which is why I've been pressuring you to go get fried chicken with me.
You have too much free time.
I got all this free time. Let's do something.
It's the worst of the riot, because calling it the best of the riot would be a lie. Radio U.
Nikki, you ready to head over to Portlandia?
Let's go.
See what's happening there.
I never did finish the last season of that.
I haven't either.
I took it out of my queue, so I think I'm done with it. I like some of the sketches, but for the most part, I was just over it.
It's like after three seasons, I was like, wow. And it's not, I appreciate how hilariously smug it is and how it's like, it's not always funny. It's just enough to make you go, huh.
And I actually appreciated it more when Portland talked about how they no longer acknowledge Portlandia as like a TV show because they found it offensive. And then part of me was like, well,
now
I got to go back to watching it. Like, what are they doing? But well, then that was it.
I feel like this belongs on Portlandia somewhere. Let's talk about Ashley. Ashley, she has some fantastic piercings. Including, do you call it a gauge?
Yes.
Where you've got a
stretched
hole.
Stretched ears, the stretched hole.
Yeah, and then, you know, you just keep putting bigger gauges in there, stretch, stretch, stretch. And in the middle of all of that stretching, she also has a ball python named Bart. They're buddies, you know, and so her python, she was just letting him slither around all over her. And he got a little curious, saw a hole, and put his head through it.
I think she must have stuck him in there, but then he got stuck in the gauge, like in the hole.
You really think she did?
Yeah, which if you have your ears stretched, like we put things in there, that's just what you do.
Oh my gosh, Nikki. Oh my gosh. We have missed. This is the wrong segment. We should be doing
what's the weirdest thing you've
put in your piercing? We could have done a whole show on that.
I never thought to put a snake in it. I have mine done, even though mine are smaller now than they used to be. But I would think to put a...
Let's talk about your gauge there. Like, what have you put in there?
I used to just put erasers in there as like the earring. But then my gauges are bigger than that now, so they don't fit in there.
Well, you get one of those big pencil erasers and
stick
it. Jam it in there.
Just one of the like square ones.
The square big erasers.
Yeah, the old-fashioned ones. No. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm not putting a snake in there. Earrings hardly fit in there, but I wouldn't want to put anything else.
I wouldn't want to put a snake anywhere. Like, what?
So it's stuck.
The pictures are nuts. This girl has an enormous snake. Well, it's not enormous, but big snake stuck in her ear. So she had to go to
the hospital room
with this snake in her ear. And then they ended up having to put some like fishing line basically in there, numb her ear and stretch her ear out even
more. To get it more.
And then pull the python out.
I would have loved to have been the doctor. Like, okay, well, what seems to be the problem today? What seems wrong with you? Like, I don't know.
How about this? You're like
a snake.
You're like but you can't judge. You have to go in there. You can't go in there and assume
that
the snake in the ear is the problem.
Yes.
You go in there and you're like, okay, so Ashley, it's great to have you here at the ER. So could you tell me what's hurting?
Is this your pet? Oh, he just seems so nice. Right. You can't say anything like that.
Is that your comfort snake? Okay, so we're keeping him in our ear now. All right, that's wonderful. Now, how are your toes?
Is there something wrong?
Tummy hurting?
That would be great.
Been going around.
You go in with like the flu and then they're like, oh, it's not the snake.
Yeah,
okay, great.
It's not.
Is your snake sick?
I'm offended that you would even think that it's the snake would bring me here today.
Well, I would assume if you walked in.
Well, Nikki,
my judgment.
I'll just tell you right now, if you're going to be an ER doctor in Portland, you are going to have to learn some skills
yes.
with people. And not jumping to conclusions or making any assumptions, that's going to be right at the forefront of the skill set we're going to need you to develop.
I got
to
learn.
Getting out of your bed is a huge mistake.
You know what? Just stay in there. It's not that great out here. Stay in there as long as you can.
This is The Riot on Radio U.
Well, as far as I know, like if everything goes according to plan, tomorrow is the day that there will be a brand new Nintendo game out on your phone.
Oh, yes. Which one is it?
It's Fire Emblem.
Oh.
A Fire Emblem. It's got a subtitle. Can't remember what it is, but it's coming to iOS and Android on the same day. Super Mario Run, still not out.
For Android?
Nope.
When did they say that was coming, though? Or did they just ignore it?
I am sorry to tell you that I don't remember.
We have a hard time remembering things,
don't
we?
Well, you know what? I thought that it was coming on February 1st, but then that's not when it comes out. So, let's see. March. Nope, they've changed it to March. There we go. So, all right. Nintendo did, however, have an earnings call yesterday in which they've discussed Super Mario Run. They say it's been downloaded 78 million times.
Wow, that seems like a lot to me.
It does, but less than 5% of people paid for it.
Oh, that's way less than I thought it would be.
I will have to say I'm not surprised by that because I really, 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 really wanted to play it.
Sure.
But then when I finally played it, I was like, yeah, okay.
I liked it. Like, you got the first level for free. And
it was like the first world, right? Because isn't there multiple levels on it?
Well, I just meant like level one gives you so many worlds.
Right, that's, yes.
Yeah, but then I don't recall if you can do rally racing for free. And rally racing is really where you build up a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because I've already beat all the levels and all the worlds.
Okay.
You can go back and play them again and get, like, different coins during
right, because there's, like, the whatever coins, then purple coins,
yeah,
and
like
then
a
black
gray coin.
Coins
yeah.
or all, something. Like it.
There's variations with it, but once you've hit most of that, rallying is where you're actually playing the game.
Okay.
So that's the real game, it seems like, when it comes to the portability and the connecting. Connecting with people.
That's where the juice is.
So I can't remember if that was free or not, because I paid for it. I was one of the 5%.
Yeah. Well, for
I just
10,
assumed I would
but
need it.
But it sounds like you've gotten $10 out of it. It sounds like played it a lot.
I played it a lot over Christmas break, and I pick it up. It is still my game now that I pick up if I have a couple of minutes here or there.
Yeah. It's interesting. I have a friend, my friend in Japan, Daniel, he does not play games at all, but he got Super Mario Run, bought it, and he actually messaged me the other day like, I can't stop playing
He just loves it.
He'll sit in bed and play it for hours.
Again, when I played it at Christmas, I got into a real big, like, a groove with it where it can become addicting. But if you don't get into it in enough, you'll never feel like you have to keep playing it. And I think most people, just casual people, haven't gotten that deep into it.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
Which is why you're not buying it.
Yeah, well...
Or still playing it.
I don't even have the chance to buy it.
Aw, sorry. I'm surprised with Android it's not there yet, but...
And, you know, the thing is, if it had come out at the right time, I probably would have been playing it, but March? Come on, man. Horizon Zero Dawn, Mass
You're
Effect...
You're busy. You got a
Andromeda,
lot.
Like... And doesn't that Ghost Recon come out in March? I mean,
so
what?
When is Fire Emblem? Is it...
Tomorrow.
Today? Tomorrow, okay.
Tomorrow. And that's the same thing. It will be free, except like Mario was like a one-time pay. As far as I know, Fire Emblem will be microtransactions. So you'll be able to buy more in-game currency or something like that.
More.
Yeah, could you spend a little more? No. How about more than that?
The worst of The Riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check The Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
You put
What's
in
the weirdest
in
thing you've put in your piercing?